in relation to the COVID funds will be put on the website. There also is a email, a COVID relief email that you may email any questions to, and you of course may call our office with any questions. I'm going to introduce Commissioner Massari. He's going to give us a brief welcome, and then we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah. Okay. And I want to thank everybody who's on the call today. Hopefully, we can help you out. It's a pretty unique group, and we want to learn about some of your issues that you faced over these trying times. So if we can be of any help, and we're going to give you an overview of how the grant works, and if we can be of any help, for sure we're going to be there for you. And this is what, the third?
This is the third and final Zoom call for today.
Right. So we have a pretty trained staff here, and we're looking forward to any of your questions and being able to answer them for you. And if we can't, we'll make sure we get a response back to you. So, Director Shannon.
Okay. As Commissioner Mercer said, I'm the Shannon Rossman. I'm the director of the Lycoming County Planning and Community Development Department. Our department's been tasked with trying to work with the commissioners on their allocation of the $10.2 million COVID relief funds. We have a number of different allocations. We have allocations for the school districts, allocations for alternative learning center sites, allocations for municipalities, general nonprofits, small businesses, and the fire and EMS. Unfortunately, we did find out that some of the fire and EMS are not listed as 501c3s or 501c19s. The federal government has quite a lot of restrictions on these funds. And one of those restrictions was that if it was a nonprofit, it had to be a 3 or a 19. So I know, just talking with a couple of individuals that I'm aware of, they're registered as a 501c4. It's not an eligible entity, unfortunately. But for those of you that are on the call today, we're going to be going through the application and some of the procedures. The fire and EMS applications will be due October 2nd. We do require quite a bit of documentation. However, we do want to make this as easy for you as possible. If you submit an application and we see that you're missing documentation of some sort and we think it's an eligible expense, we will contact you. We will ask for the documentation. If you don't submit the W-9 form that's needed, we'll give you a call. We also need to make sure that you submit your verification of the proper nonprofit paperwork. So if we see you miss something, it doesn't mean you're disqualified. It just means we will be giving you a call. So if you can try to remember to include all that, we'd appreciate it. We are accepting them through email, fax, mail-in. If you mail it in, it must be at least dated by October 2nd. And of course, you can always drop something off. We're open 8 to 5 here in the Executive Plaza. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Kristen Moyer. She is the public relations director for CEDACOG. We've hired CEDACOG to help with the administration because of the fact that all of these funds will be audited, and it is a very, very large task, which is why we have to make sure we have all the documentation. And Kristen has also been helping us with trying to answer a lot of the questions. They're working with many different counties on this, and so anything they learn there, they pass on to us also. So I'm going to turn it over to Kristen now, and she can go over some of the specifics.
Thank you, Shannon. As Shannon said, the application is found on the county website, their COVID relief website, and Penny has that posted in the chat. It is a 5-page application, and there are also guidelines listed on the website as well. One of the first things that we'd ask you to indicate is if you've received any other funding. I know some fire companies were eligible for some CARES Act money through the fire commissioner's office. So we'd like you to indicate that, as well as if you've had any other in the any other funding, may perhaps through the Small Business Administration, through the Paycheck Protection Program, or the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And if you can indicate how much that allocation was. The only reason we need that information is that we cannot duplicate expenditures. So, for example, we can't, it's also in the government world known as double dipping. So we can't pay for anything that you may have already used federal CARES money for. So we need to know that as well. We need your information regarding your nonprofit status. So if you do have a information, whether it's a certificate of your nonprofit status, you need to include that, as well as, I'm assuming also, Shannon, we need the W-9. And that we need a W-9, which is also on the website. And that's so if you are if you do receive any grant funds from the county, that's so that the county can issue a check. So we do need a W-9 form as well. Obviously, there's some information on there of the summary of services in part of the application. We all know that you provide fire any services, so you don't have to attach a lot of documentation to there. On page 2 of the application, if you could just briefly describe how COVID has impacted your fire company. And then on page 3 is where we start to get into the detail of things that could be eligible for expenditure for you or reimbursement. So some of the things that we could reimburse you for are personal protective equipment. If you've taken out a loan other than a federal loan to pay for some costs associated with keeping your operations running, and the principal and interest of that loan would be eligible, but it has to be during the period of March 1st through December 30th. That is the time period that has been noted as part of the expenditure. We could reimburse you for, I know some of you were closed for a little bit, especially like if you had a rental hall. We could reimburse you for gas, electric, internet, cable. But we will need copies of invoices regarding that or your bills. If you have any mortgage interest or rent during the period March 1st through December 30th, that's also eligible. If you bought any technology equipment to help with your, excuse me, frog in my throat. If you bought any technology equipment to help with your services, that could be eligible. That's primarily, we found that a lot of nonprofits are doing that because of teleworking. I don't know if you've had those kind of expenditures, but they are eligible in that case. Any equipment that's and supplies that you might have needed to meet the social distancing and the CDC guidelines, those are eligible as well. I think really what you need to think about is any expenditures that you may have had that were not in your budget and that were COVID related, and you can justify that, those are eligible expenditures.
I think, Kristen, maybe a good example for, obviously you can't telework if you're a volunteer fireman, but mm-hmm. if you have a secretary that operates for the company, the fire volunteer fire company, and they needed to work from home and you had to buy them a computer to do that. Mm-hmm. Those would be something that would be something that would be eligible. So
the other thing that I think I need to emphasize is I know many of you filled out a needs assessment a few weeks ago for the county. And it, on a lot of those needs assessments, you had indicated that lost revenue was one of the things that you lost the most money from because of you couldn't have your fundraisers. Unfortunately, that's not an eligible expenditure at this time. As much as we would love to reimburse you for that, we cannot. It's not an eligible cost.
But if you did have some loss of funds due to maybe you were going to have a fundraiser that was food related and you lost the food because of that, something like that would be eligible.
Correct.
So, I mean, sometimes you're ready to go, and at the last minute you had to cancel. So that could be an eligible item if you lost food.
food due to spoilage.
So we need a copy of your Form 990, and if you don't have a 990, we will need some financial statements just to verify your budget. And then again, if you had any expenditures, we will need specific invoices because, as Shannon said, this money will be the expenditures, and any reimbursement that the county gives to fire companies will be audited by the state. So we need as much documentation as possible for any of the money that you're requesting. Finally, we will need a list of the board of directors and officers, and you can attach that as well. And then in the last part of the application, we do have some certifications that you need to initial. And the one thing that I do want to highlight is because that these are federal funds being passed through the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, the right to know law is applicable. So just be aware that your application and any supporting documentation may be subject to request if anybody does a right to know request. If your financials will not be supplied, but at least we may be audited or someone may request right to know information, and we may have to release that you receive some money from the county if you are in fact and do receive money from the county. So there's some certifications on pages 4 and 5, along with, I would say that your chief person or your officer of the company should sign and date the form, which is probably like the president of the fire company, I would assume. There are detailed information on the application guidelines. So we can pay for lots of things regarding anything that has to do with COVID, like personal protective equipment, loans, I said, and as Shannon indicated, food. But it's pretty self-explanatory on the guidelines, but we'd be happy to entertain specific questions that you may have. You just have to unmute yourself. Shannon.
And one of the other items that that has come up a couple times, I know that our sheriff's deputies and stuff, you know, you obviously have to clean your vehicles, especially if you're an EMS or a fire company, if you're transporting somebody. But if it was a possible COVID case, you may have had to do some extra cleaning, those kinds of costs. Maybe you bought one of those fogger units to sanitize. That's something that would be considered, as long as it wasn't a budgeted item prior to prior to March 1st. So, you know, if you bought one of those, if you had to hire a company to come in and do some cleaning, things like that. So please feel free to unmute yourself and ask questions or type those questions into the chat box.
Shannon, I did neglect to say that we cannot, in regard to reimbursement of utilities, we cannot pay for water and sewer or anything that is being paid to another municipal entity. We cannot pay for those costs.
Right.
Those are not eligible. Any questions from anybody? Quiet group.
This is Joe Kowalski from Black Forest. There's maybe a timing thing here. I know we have applied for the state grant too.
Okay.
But I don't, their state is... near as far down the road as you guys are, and with your deadline of October 2nd, I don't know if we're going to get reimbursed. I think we're going to get something, but I don't know how much, so I don't think I could answer your question on that.
I would recommend that if you know what you're applying to the state for and you had expenses over and above that, do you know when the state's going to be letting you know?
I don't.
Okay. So, go ahead, Kristen.
From my reading, you would have at least gotten the same amount that you got from the previous year. Is that correct, or did I misread that in the fire company guidelines?
That's what I understand, yes. And we did receive some last year, but I just got no confirmation. I just heard nothing at all.
Okay, so can you at least put that amount down, because at least we know that that's a figure of what you're getting, or what you think you're going to get anyway.
Okay.
Yes, and as long as you have more expenses than what you got last year, we would assume that we would be able to help with those above and beyond those expenses. If for some reason something were to occur, when we get the applications, we're going to go through them. We're going to make sure all the documentation is there. We're going to look at what you're applying for. If you have any questions, we'll be giving you a call if we need additional information. But at least by putting that there, you know, if you get, I don't know, let's say $3,000 from the state last year, and that's what they say you're going to get this year, even if you haven't seen that yet, and you had an additional $4,000 or $5,000 worth of expenses, we'll look at that and we'll try to address those, and then we'll reach out to the state ourselves to find out when you'll be receiving their funds so that we can try and coordinate.
That makes sense. Okay.
We don't want you to miss out on funding. So just put down, like Kristen said, what you got last year and that you expect to get that amount this year, but we'll also, you know, look at that and try and coordinate that.
Okay.
Those applications had to be in a couple months ago, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it was July.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
We move quicker than the state.
Obviously so.
Additional questions?
Well, it's me again.
Sure.
I don't know if we're a 501c or a 503 or 19. If we are not, are you guys available to give us some guidance on how we could put the paperwork in to become that, or is it too late for that?
It will probably take you longer, and you have to be a nonprofit as of February 15th
of this year
of 2020.
We do know that there are fire companies out there that are 501c4s, and that they have missed out on funding in the past. I guess Google and Microsoft and some other entities, larger entities, have offered the 501c3s donations, but will not donate to the 501c4s, which is very unfortunate. And our hands are kind of tied with that. And I believe it takes about a year to get through the paperwork and process.
Correct.
We're hoping, we know that some of our companies are not 501c3s, but we are hoping that a number of them are. So I'm not sure if the other people on the line know if their companies are 501c3s or not. If you could let us know, we'd appreciate that. The other item too is if you're a 501c4, but maybe your municipality owns some of the equipment, if the municipality were to own some of the equipment, you might want to reach out to the municipality and say, hey, if you own our tanker truck, or if you own, they have to physically own it. But if there was something that you needed purchased, you could make possibly go through them, because they are eligible for some of these funds also. I know sometimes there's a case where some of the municipalities do own some of the equipment, but in some other cases, it's the volunteer fire company that owns the equipment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Other questions?
Quiet group.
Very quiet. Well, we'll stick around for another minute or two to answer any questions that anybody puts in the chat box, or if you want to unmute yourself and ask. But other than that, please check out the website. And if you have any questions, give us a call or shoot us an email. And the applications, as we said, will be due October 2nd. Applications are due October 2nd. We will make decisions as soon as we can, and hopefully we can coordinate everything as best we can with the state. So please feel free to call us if you have any questions. If you do submit an application, make sure you submit the documentation along with it. And if we see anything that we need further information for, we'll give you a call.
On that note, if we have a specific question, say, that comes to us tomorrow, can you give us the exact phone number we call and who will we be talking to, Christian?
No, the phone number is 570-320-2130, and you'll talk to one of our staff here at the County Planning Department. And if our staff can't answer that question, we will reach out to Kristen or the state to try and get an answer.
Okay.
And then if it's a question that would affect anybody else, we would probably put the answer up on the website then also.
You can also email your questions to COVIDRelief, that's all one word, at lyco.org.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much. We hope to hear from y'all, and hopefully we're able to help you offset some of your expenses. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ready? So quiet. Maybe I don't realize it. I won't run for.
I hope not.
Me too.